This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy Thursday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. And this is Thursday. We are moving on along here with our sermon and our program here this week. We just started here on WGOD a new series through the book of Galatians, because we've just started a new series at the church that I pastor in the same place. So we're right on the same place. You're going to hear something today. I just preached the other day at Island, and it's called When It Pleased God. We're in Galatians chapter 1, and Paul said that his salvation didn't come about until it pleased God. And we look at all the bad things that happened to different people during the meantime, waiting on God. And that's just proof again for us, friends, that all things work together for good to them that love God. That is, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Okay, this is part two planned today. I invite you out to Island Community Church this Sunday morning. If you like what you're hearing or preaching like this, or if you're new to the area and you're looking for a church, or if you're just looking for a new church home, and if you like verse-by-verse, expository-type preaching, I invite you to come out to Island Community Church Sunday morning at 10:30. We are located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Love to see you Sunday morning. Wednesday, we have a prayer meeting. Wednesday evenings from 6 to 7:15. Sunday morning, Bible study starts at 9:30, church at 10:30. Here now is the next part of this sermon, When It Pleased God.
Psalm 119 says, I will meditate on your precepts. I will contemplate your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. You can take great comfort in the fact that what you read in the Bible does not come from man. It comes from God. That's why they've never been able to prove it wrong for 2,000 years. Now, in verse 13 of chapter 1, Paul gives us a little background history of himself. He says, you have heard of my former conduct in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it. And I advanced in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous for the tradition of my fathers. Verse 15, but when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace to reveal his son in me. Now, notice that it says, when it pleased God. Well, it didn't please God yet in Paul's life story here. As you read in Acts chapter 8, where indeed we find Paul persecuting the church of God and trying to destroy it. But like I said, it didn't please God yet. Do you know why? Because bad things had to happen to good people still. Listen to this. You can turn here if you want. Acts chapter 7, verse 56. Acts chapter 7, verse 56. Now, Stephen's dying. This is what he says. He says, "Look, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God." Then he cried out with a loud voice. Then they cried out with a loud voice. They stopped their ears. They ran at him with one accord. So they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul. And they stoned Stephen as he was calling on God and saying, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Verse 60. Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, "Lord, do not charge them with this sin." Now when he had said this, he fell asleep. Now remember, as I'm reading this, remember what he said. When it pleased God. Saul is Paul. He just eyewitnessed someone say, "Jesus Christ is Lord." And he cast his vote to have them killed. See, my point is sometimes you don't understand the ways of God. His ways are higher than your ways. When it pleased God, he said. Acts chapter 8, verse 1. Let's go on. Now Saul was consenting to his death. At that time, a great persecution arose against the church at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except for the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, listen to this, Acts chapter 8, verse 3. As for Saul, he wreaked havoc on the church, entering into every house and dragging off men and women and committed them to prison. Therefore, next word, therefore. What's the therefore? Due to Paul's sin. Therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word. And yet Paul says, when it pleased God to reveal his son to him. You see, look at what had to happen first before it pleased God. Look at what happened as a result of Paul's sin and his unbelief. Verse 4 starts with the word therefore. Therefore, on account of Paul's sin, those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the gospel. See, this is what I meant when I said earlier, bad things had to happen to good people. This is what Paul meant when he says, all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose. Paul said, when it pleased God. And let me add to that, and not a moment too soon. You see, God let this bad thing happen. And as a result of that, these Christians went scattered preaching the gospel everywhere. And he took a bad thing or a mistake in your life and turned it into great things. Has that ever happened to you? I could write a book over how many times God's taken, it'd be a small book, maybe a pamphlet of how many times God's taken my mistakes and turned them around and did great things with him. In spite of myself, I could never get up here and preach if it was based on me or how good I am or how bad I am. It's because of the blood I can stand here. And whom we have redemption through his blood. So again, when it pleased God, let me ask you the question. Are you waiting on the Lord to do something in your life? Let me encourage you with not Paul's words, but with the words of the Holy Spirit. All things work together for good. That is to them that love God and to them that are the called. I love the way the King James and New King James has the called. It's a special group of people. It's you. All things work together for good. Eventually, I don't care what happens to you, it's going to work together for good. When you die and leave this world and you come face to face with Jesus Christ, who says, enter, friend, all things work together for good. I don't care what man does to you, it's going to work together for good. If your name's written in the book, God said that. Trust in him. Even when it seems that bad things are happening to good people or to innocent bystanders or to you. If bad things are happening to you, trust God. He's got it under control. He hasn't forgotten about you. He's going to turn it around for good. He let Paul go through this. He let these bad things happen because God had a plan. You just don't know what it is and can't see it. Proverbs 3:5, how does it go? In all your ways, acknowledge him. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Lord, I don't understand what you're doing, but I trust you. Lord, I can't see my way out of this darkness, but I trust you. Lord, I don't know how I'm going to pay this bill, but I trust you. Lord, I don't know about my son or daughter that's fallen away from the faith. And they were raised up Christian. But I trust you. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And he will direct your path. He'll show you the way. When you go to where he speaks, then you'll hear his voice and know what to do. Verse 15 again. Now, when it pleased God, reminds me of the birth of Christ too. Galatians 4:4, right? It says, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law. Why wasn't he born 1,000 years earlier? When it pleased God, Jesus was born. Not when it pleased you, when it pleased him. When actually, in this case, same thing, but it's the fullness of time. God knows when the right time was. Look at the things that had to happen first. Alexander the Great had to conquer the world first. So there'd be one language. Everyone spoke Greek. The Romans had to conquer. So there'd be roads everywhere to spread the gospel. When the fullness of time had come, that's when God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those that were under the curse of the law. Trust God when you don't understand. We could leave today with that message, right? Good, I'm nowhere near done yet. We're just getting started. Sorry for those visiting. This Galatians, it seems like we're good for 40 minutes of sermon here. Take your time, he says. That's because he's from Kentucky and it's 10 degrees and he don't want to go home. When it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, notice God's hand was on him before he was born.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.